What's going on, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. In today's podcast, we got Hilton back for another episode. But before we get into the episode, here is a few words from our sponsor. All right, dude. Fuck. What's up, my guy?
Just chilling, bro. Just chilling.
I'm back with Hilton. We're going to do another little dual podcast if you want. You can throw it up on yours if you want to.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Fucking go for it.
Yeah. Do whatever.
Alright. So we sat here for how long we sat here for?
It's been at least 45 minutes.
Trying to figure out this audio. Can't figure it out.
Yeah, I think we're just not good with technology. I think that's the case.
Yeah. So, you know, all you people putting out YouTube videos on how to set up two mics, fuck you dudes. Sorry about that, but not even sorry.
Yeah, sorry not sorry, but
sorry not sorry. All you people deserve it at this point.
Y'all straight up need to come and do it for us.
Can't figure it out.
Actually, here, well, anyone who knows anything about computers and microphones and MacBooks and podcasting, hit us up. Let us know how you work this shit so we can come out with some better content.
I will individually pay you to come to my house and teach me how to do this, because this is the sixth time we try to figure it out.
I'd say sixth time.
Sixth time we can't figure it out. Anyway, sorry about the rant. What's up, my guy? How you been?
Bro, I'm just fucking chilling before I leave. What about yourself?
You know, just slept in a little bit. Got in late last night for my flight.
Yeah, a little trip.
Yeah, dude.
A little trippy poo.
Yeah. Supposed to go to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. What happened?
Yeah. Supposed to go to Phoenix, right? Had a little 4 or 5 day trip plan. I'm going to go to Phoenix for some business. I fly out from San Antonio at like 6 in the morning, Monday. And then I get to Denver probably around 8 o'clock. Meow, aka Keegan, he picks me up from the airport. Pops. Go get some breakfast. And we're sitting there. And the people that I was going to go meet. Long story short, basically, it was just some miscommunication between the both of us. Nobody's fault. It happens sometimes. They weren't ready, for me to be there. They weren't ready for me to be there just yet. They didn't get stuff set up in time, which is cool, no problem. So, I ended up spending the night and the day there. I was already going to spend the whole day there in Denver, because my flight was going to leave at like 11:30 to Phoenix. So, I was already going to spend all day there. So, I just ended up spending the night and then all day next day. Basically, a little nice 2 day trip to Denver and then came back home last night. So, yeah, that was my trip. I'll probably go back out to Phoenix.
Yeah.
In probably 2 weeks. So, I'll go right back out there. But,
yeah.
They just weren't ready for me yet. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, you're just chilling in the mountains with the father figure.
Yeah, went on a nice little hike up there.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a dope picture.
To a glacier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We're sitting up there. The weather up there was perfect. It's perfect. We're sitting on like a little boulder there. And there's a big glacier. We got real close to it. And the wind, it was a kind of a valley, and the wind was just coming right off that glacier and blowing straight into us. I was like, shit, it felt like we were in front of an AC unit. That thing was blowing cold air. It felt good out there. We were like, dang, it's getting a little cold down here.
Yeah.
Might head out.
Yeah, I got to get out there once. I've never been in Colorado, but
it's nice. It's real nice.
Yeah, I got to go visit my pops.
Yeah, go out there, visit them. But, it was nice. Shit,
I don't know. I was thinking maybe Christmas break, a little, like, 5 days. But yeah. I don't know. I'm not good with the cold weather. It gets cold up there.
Yeah, it gets cold.
Yeah.
It gets cold out there.
Especially during winter break. I could probably handle it during, like, summertime. It's just, like, wintertime in Texas.
Yeah. I mean, like, right yesterday when I went there, it was probably, like, November here.
Yeah.
November, December here. Like, it was light.
Maybe 65.
When we were sitting there, it felt pretty good.
Yeah, it's depending on.
I mean, the weather yesterday, you would probably be wearing sweatpants and a jacket here.
Yeah.
So, but a couple months ago when I went to go visit him in April, around his birthday, in Denver, it was probably like, I don't know, I would say like 60, 70 degrees in April. And then once we got out to the mountains, it was cold. So it was good. There it was like, you need a jacket. You need your ski jacket and all that stuff. So it was nice. But yeah, go out there for a visit. Just let me know whenever you go. I go out there with you.
Yeah. Make a little trip.
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice too. So yeah, man.
What else you been up to? That it?
That's about it. That's about it. Trying to figure out this mic situation. Been ordering stuff off Amazon like a crazy man. So I should probably just get rid of my Prime, because in the time that I got it, I ordered 4 things.
Fuck it. You get it the next day.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason that they make so much money, is that people are just buying stuff because they're going to get it the next day.
And their employees are grinding.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't know how they do that. It's insane. I ordered all this mic stuff yesterday, like this power supply and like this thing for the mic. Ordered it yesterday, probably around 5 o'clock. One day shipping. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Amazon's a different animal these days. They're out here just beating everybody on shipping times.
Yeah, come on.
But I don't know. What do you got? What do you want to talk about today, man? It's just kind of a little free-for-all today.
Yeah, I mean, we have nothing planned, really.
Nothing planned, other than being pissed off about the mic situation.
Yeah.
But,
Dude, honestly, I've just been watching some Chris D'Elia videos.
Yeah.
That's all I do now.
He's hilarious, though.
Dude, he's so funny.
Him on the Fighter and the Kid podcast has got to be the best.
Yeah, I think I've watched every episode they've made.
It's the best. It's a free cunch. Yeah, those are the best podcasts. If you don't, like I said, I'm pretty sure we mentioned it last time, but the Fighter and the Kid podcast, Brendan Schaub, Brian Callen, those two together is just the best. Yeah, to me, it's the best podcast out there. And then, of course, you got Joe Rogan's podcast. It's just, yeah. If you like fighting, or just comedy in general, you'll like both those podcasts. So
they're like the fathers of the podcast game.
Oh yeah, Joe's like the godfather of the podcast game. He's basically the man. I mean, he's in the number one spot for podcasting.
I think literally everybody that has listened to a podcast has heard about the Joe Rogan Experience podcast.
Oh shit! Last night on my flight from Denver, I booked my ticket like last minute. I booked it. The day before, I booked it like at 2 in the morning, and so I was like, oh, I'm probably gonna get a shitty seat. Ended up sitting like front of the plane, getting a good seat, window seat, didn't even like have to pay extra for a seat, so I was like, oh, nice. And I get on the plane, and I had my iPad, I was listening to the podcast on my iPad, had it on my, kind of like my leg, it facing up, and I'm sitting there listening to it, and the guy sits down. Kind of like a big burly dude, and I was like, all right, you know, sitting there, and he like fell asleep. He had his phone on his leg, and I looked down at his phone. He's watching a Joe Rogan video. He's watching a podcast. I was like, my man. And then he like woke up. He like looks around. He like sees the podcast sitting on my leg. I was like looking out the window, and I turned to him. He just like gives me the nod, like, my man, like, you're listening to the podcast. So that's pretty cool. His podcast is so big, but you hardly ever find someone who knows about it.
Yeah.
That's what kind of pisses me off. I'm like, you would think that you'd run into someone that listened to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I just know of 2 people that listen to The Fighter and the Kid, you and Will. That's about it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because there's so many people in this world.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they only get, like, couple million listeners, maybe. I'd say.
Yeah, they probably get like 2-3 million downloads a episode.
Yeah.
Now Rogan, he's on another level. He's probably getting like 20-30 million.
Probably. Could probably look it up, but I'm lazy.
Yeah, that dude gets a shit ton of downloads on his podcast. But I mean, he's the most popular there is. So I mean, what are you gonna do about it? Everybody knows him, but I think it's because he has so many guests on his podcast.
Yeah.
Like, it's so diverse. Like, just yesterday he had Jean-Jacques Machado. Most of you, you're probably gonna be like, who? But he's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. From the Gracie family. So his family, started Jiu-Jitsu. He's not directly from... Like, his last name is not Gracie. His last name is Machado. But he's from the Gracie family. It's a complicated story. But yeah, yesterday he had Jean-Jacques on. And then, like, a week ago he had on Mike Baker. He's a, you know, CIA. Mm-hmm. CIA guy, you know. And so he's got, like, a whole bunch of range of people. He's got Brendan Schaub on. He's got Brian on. Chris on. Theo. You know, I think he pulls in a lot of demographics, you know, because... They all, you know, from other fans, are like, oh, I want to go watch my dude on this podcast. And then they like Joe, and then they just kind of stick on with him. So I'm pretty sure that's what helps him out a lot. But what did you find there? How many downloads is he getting? Does it say?
It said...
I mean, I'm sure he gets a lot.
By October 2015, he... was getting 16 million downloads a month.
And that October what?
2015. So that's 4 years ago. He was getting 16 million a month. He's probably... This here says... Joe get 200 million downloads a month?
Yeah, he's crushing it right now. So he's
probably pretty close.
Yeah, he's crushing it right now.
That was as of January. I wouldn't be surprised if he had 200 million a month by now.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Easy. I mean, 2015? He was like barely... Like, people were... He was just becoming mainstream 2015. Now he's at the top of mainstream.
Yeah.
I mean, he was number one on the podcast charts back then. He's still number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, 200 million. Jesus Christ.
Easy.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
That's insane. 200 million.
Yeah.
And that's downloads. That's not even like people just listening to it. Yeah. They're just going off downloads, because I know some of my podcasts, they don't download and I still listen to them. Jeez. And then plus all the YouTube viewers.
Yeah.
Obviously, the YouTube videos are not going to get as many views as, you know, let's say, downloads on the podcast. But still, that's a lot. Holy shit. Gee. Must be nice.
He's bringing a hell of money with that.
Yeah. So, I'm sure T-Fat K is not doing too bad then either.
Probably not. Awesome.
They
got to split it.
Yeah. But... I mean, but then you got to think about Rogan's podcast with sponsorships.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff.
He gets the top tier sponsorship.
Yeah, of course he does. I don't think you get paid for how many listeners you get, but I know your sponsorships you get paid through CPM. Mm-hmm. So if 200 million people are listening to your podcast, what's a CPM for 200 million? You know what I'm saying? That's insane. So, jeez, he's making a killing.
He's making that cash.
Yeah, because I know some companies, like, they'll give you, like, a $40 CPM.
Mm-hmm.
So, for every 1,000 people, they're giving you $40. So, 200 million?
Give me that cash.
That's insane. I mean, obviously, he's making cash. His new studio's humongous. And obviously, Joe Rogan, we all know Joe Rogan's balling. He's got that Joe Rogan money, is what Brian says.
Dude, speaking of money, did you see, I forgot where it was, but it was like Dana White was giving a tour of his house,
mm-hmm.
and he has like one of, like, I don't know how many, like one of seven full skull saber-toothed tiger.
Mm-mm.
He has one out of like seven or something, like in the world, that's been a full head of a saber-toothed tiger. He has it in his house.
Jesus.
Like, that's millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Well, I mean, what did he get? Whenever they sold the UFC, he got, what, 400 mil? Something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, the man's got cash. And he's
still a part of UFC.
Yeah, he's still getting paid.
And then all his other stuff, his promotes from.
Yeah.
But like,
no telling what kind of money he made off the Conor McGregor fight.
Yeah.
He probably made $100 million off that fight too. If he was co-promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was Mayweather, McGregor, and the UFC together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he probably made a shit ton of money off that. Yeah. Yeah, he's... Yeah, man's rolling in the money. Damn, that's pretty cool, though. But, yeah, besides the podcast, what do you got going this week? What are you doing?
Pretty much got to start packing my clothes up. And then, I believe next weekend I'm going to the lake for a couple of days. A little family vacay before everyone's everyone's back to school, back.
Yeah, all that good
back
stuff.
Back to life.
I hear you.
Celebrating like family birthdays and stuff, so.
I feel you.
That'll be like the little last hurrah before I leave.
You go what on the
21st? I think I get back from the lake on like the 18th.
Yeah, you got like a couple of days.
So I got like 2 real days, and then the last day I'll be like leaving, I guess.
That works. Yeah. Damn. Kind of a slow little podcast. We don't got much going on there.
Nah.
It's a slow week, too.
We got like 15 minutes in already.
Sorry, people listening. We're just like, we put so much energy into this audio situation, this freaking mic situation.
We probably, said more words trying to get the audio right than we have already.
Yeah. You know that feeling whenever you're trying to get something and it just does not work and you just like that frustration. I mean, I think that's like the most frustrating thing is when you're trying to get something to work, it just doesn't work. That pisses me off so bad. I can't stand it. What's up?
Battery.
Yeah. Yeah, go snag on my charger real quick. It's in my bag, that black bag. And then get that big, thick wire. Yeah. Yeah, get that big, thick wire and unplug that big, big white one right there, too.
The thick wire in here?
No. It's on the desk. Sorry, people. I'm trying to get my charger. Here, you come over here. I'll get it. Forget it.
I'll talk to the fans.
Talk to the people. Let them know. I don't know what's happening. Go for it, B.
Alright. What's up, people? We're just... This is a little makeshift podcast. We're just gone, dude. We got no plans.
No plans.
We're just going with the flow. So, what have y'all been up to?
Talk about social media.
Social media.
I
want to
talk about that.
Alright, well, yeah, we'll get into some social media. But, dude, first off, social media can be good or bad, I think. In my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, there's... I don't even know the amount of number of people who use social media, but I believe it's in the... For sure in the billions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the billions for sure.
But, I'd say about 300 of those people, I kind of care about what they post.
Yeah. Yeah, I know we had gotten basically the most feedback on anything from the last podcast was talking about social media.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, shit, that hurt. That was for what, you too, right?
Yeah, I know. I had a couple people who were like, yo, the thing you said about social media, like, opened my eyes. It's crazy to think, like, all that negativity and stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, bro, like, that shit can consume your brain.
Yeah, I mean, because nowadays, I mean, you ask our parents, and they didn't have, you know, phones, or some probably hardly even had, like, house phones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they did, but I don't know. You never know. But... You know, they didn't have phones, they didn't have Instagram, they didn't have Snapchat, they didn't have Twitter. You know, knowing what so-and-so from, you know, 20 miles away was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or where he went this weekend, or what he was doing, or, you know, they had a lot more face-to-face interactions. you know, it was different.
I think that's huge, because you see there's shows now of people, like, meeting on social media.
Yeah.
And they've, like, their first date is, like, through Skype or FaceTime, which isn't, that's not social media, but they, like, met on there.
Yeah.
I think, like, y'all need to go out and talk to people.
Yeah, it was, who was it? Oh, it was Casey Neistat. I was watching a Casey Neistat video. And it's kind of funny. He was like, there was a whole bunch of videos, or not videos, articles posted. I think there was a New York Times posted an article, and it was like, why you're not getting any, or something like that. And It had to do with social media. And it was just because we spent so much time on our phones and on social media that we're not actually getting out and having any kind of human interaction, you know, which leads to a direct, you know, decrease in, you know, intimacy. And I'm not meaning intimacy with just, like, you know, like someone you like, but, like, right here, we're having, like, you know, an intimate conversation.
Yeah.
You know, we're just me and you just hanging out. We're here. Social media, we don't really do that. We don't really get out of the house very much, you know, because we're so worried about thumbing through Instagram and thumbing through Twitter, you know, checking the feed and stuff like that. And I noticed a difference in that. Like, especially with my friends, it's like, yo, what y'all doing? Like, nothing, I'm at the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, let's get out of the house.
Yeah, let's do something.
Let's do something.
And, like, I think we talked about this one time where it was like, if you go on Instagram and some girl with, I don't know, let's just say, like, 30,000 followers.
Mm-hmm. It's a good number.
Popular girl.
Yeah.
Like, you only see the highlights of her life. You don't see her, like, paying her bills.
Yeah.
Like, waking up, having to cook her own breakfast. You only see
the day-to-day.
You only see her at the beach in Florida with her friends.
Yeah.
One weekend out of
3 months. Like,
yeah, 3 months.
Yeah.
So it's like, you only see the highlights of people's lives. You don't see the day-by-day.
Yeah. So. You're just catching, it's just the highlight reel. Like, oh, yeah, I did this. I mean,
it's like you're going on SportsCenter and you're watching the top 10 plays of the week.
Exactly. And everybody's like, damn, I didn't do this week, or I didn't do this.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I mean, it's kind of the same thing with, like, with me. And I understand why people post it, because, you know, they're like, oh, this isn't interesting.
Yeah.
So why post it? It's like the same thing on mine. There's, you know, if people find it interesting, I don't know if they do. You know, if they don't, who cares? But, like, I'd post a picture just whenever something cool happens.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll probably post a picture about going to Denver, the same kind of same one me I'm posting. You know, or just whenever, because I don't want to post a picture of me laying in bed 80% of the time.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
I'm just laying in bed watching YouTube videos.
And also, like, I feel people always compare themselves to someone else on social media.
Yeah.
So you see the person your age with, I don't know, like, 200 more followers than you, they get 100 more likes than you, and you're like, well, we're like, why does that person get all these likes? Why can't I get those likes? So then you're trying to mimic their life to be like them. I feel like you got to be your own person.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, I don't know where I heard it from. I think it was Rogan's podcast. Yeah, it was Rogan's podcast. Brendan Schaub was on there, but they were talking about how Instagram is testing in some markets right now, how they're testing out removing the number of followers and likes on pictures and your profile. What do you think about that? How do you think that would go over here in the United States? Do you think people would like it? Do you think people would hate it?
I think, well, for me, because there's people that make their money off social media.
Exactly.
So, like, the Instagram models, the amount of likes and followers they get, that's how they get paid.
Yeah.
So, if they don't see, like, how many likes they get, they're not going to get money.
Yeah.
And that's their income. So, like,
I feel
like some people it's good, some people it's bad.
I think, and this is, like, kind of a nerdy answer, I think if they were going to do that, Facebook, because Facebook owns Instagram, so I think Facebook would have to work on the back end of Instagram a little bit more. Because right now you can look at your analytics, but they're not very good analytics.
Yeah.
So I think if they were going to do that, they would have to work on the back end a little more, so that way people could still make money off of it.
Uh-huh.
And because if they, this is my thinking, if they were to just take away the likes and the followers, all of a sudden there's going to be a new Facebook, there's going to be a new Instagram that pops up and has this, those same likes and same followers, and that's going to blow up because there's going to be people that make their living off of Instagram. They're going to be like, people can't, you know, like, I'm not getting like the verification, mm-hmm. or kind of like the same, you know, impact or same reach, I don't know, anymore off of Instagram since they took it off, and they're just going to go to a different platform, and they're just going to do it there. So I think if they're going to do that, they need to work on the back end a little more. That way advertisers can still say, all right, we like you, but hey, let's see your back end. Let's see how many people are actually seeing your stuff. And it's going to make it definitely harder for people. So I don't think people are going to like it at all.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, I guess they should just make it an option where they can, like,
yeah,
maybe turn it off.
Yeah, I think that'd be the best thing to do.
Yeah, something like that. But, like, because I know a lot of famous people and athletes that, like, get a lot of mean comments towards them.
Mm-hmm.
That you, like, there's an option you can turn your comments off on Instagram. So people can't comment on your pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I mean, I think that was a good concept and idea to do.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I think going with the option to just turn off your comments and turn off, you know, your followers and your likes. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do, go for it. But I think it should be a choice.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't just do it to everyone. Because some people, like, of course, like, that make money, they need.
I think it was like, that, so. I think it was Kylie Jenner, she was getting paid like $1 million a post on Instagram.
Oh, it's probably something crazy.
It's like something out. It's just something ridiculous that she's getting paid to post on Instagram, which is absolutely insane. And I think, like, Cristiano Ronaldo and Conor McGregor, they were still getting paid like $500,000 a post when they do like sponsored posts and stuff like that. But I was like, jeez. But if you look at her Instagram, I'm pretty sure she does a lot of those branded posts. Mm-hmm. Whereas those guys, they don't do very many branded posts. But jeez, man, that's, I mean, for her getting that much money a post is absolutely insane.
But I feel like that's just today's society now. Like, everyone has to compare everyone to one another.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, some people are just themselves. They're not anything like anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I just use this. It's a baseball reference. Like, people are trying to compare Mike Trout to, like, you see all these stat comparisons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw one today is Mike Trout and Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
Because it's his birthday. Like, so it's, like, through age, whatever. Yeah. But, like, Mike Trout and Ken Griffey Jr. are not the same person.
No.
They bring totally different, like...
They play
different games.
Yeah.
And it's a different time period. You can't compare...
Exactly.
You can't compare, like, Aaron Judge's stats to Babe Ruth's stats.
No.
New time period, new pitching, the ball is different, the bats are different.
And this is what makes me mad.
Distance, all that.
No, yeah. I mean... The physical ball itself was different. Yeah. I mean,
I think the ball back then was 7 ounces. Today it's 5.
Well, not only that, but the inside workings of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they called it the dead ball era, because nothing was going out.
Yeah.
You know? But I think what pisses me off about baseball sometimes is people even compare players today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this player to this player. And you can do it a little bit easier. But they're like, oh, this player is better than this guy. But I'm like, okay, he's a catcher, and he's a right fielder.
Yeah.
So a catcher is going to be down towards the bottom of the lineup. A right fielder is going to be towards the top of the lineup, you know. So for people who don't know, like baseball, you always want your catcher to be towards the back end of the lineup. It's going to save his legs. So that way he doesn't go up to the plate, because to hit a ball, you know, you use a lot of your legs. And catching, you're on your legs all the time. So I want to give you a little more time to rest. I don't know why. It's just one of the things that they do is they just put catchers towards the end of the lineup.
Yeah, catchers are usually like 6 through 9.
Yeah, 6 through 9. And most of the time, always at 8.
Yeah.
They're always at 7 or 8. You never see them at 9 because that's usually like a left fielder or a right fielder.
It's like it's pretty much the second leadoff guy or the pitcher.
Yeah, exactly. And so even for that, even if you're on the same team, I don't even like comparing people's batting averages, not only because the pitcher's the same, but if you're the four-hole guy and you've hit 30 bombs, you know, you've got like 70 base hits, you're just absolutely crushing the ball, you know. And my stats are looking like, you know, I'm going, you know, 250, 260, and I got like 5 or 6 bombs, you know. My base hits are obviously way less than yours. Even though we're on the same team, we're seeing the same pitcher, you could compare our stats and say, oh, this guy's not doing very well, or, you know, or this guy's doing this or whatever. You go into the next game, you know, you finally see a new team, you know, and your stats that series were just out the roof. They're going to pitch you totally different than they're going to pitch me. You know, they're going to probably work you backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And working, what working backwards is, you know, they're not going to start you off with, you know, anything flat. You know, for the people that are listening, they're going to start you off with a curveball, changeup, slider. So they're going to start pitching you backwards immediately. They're not going to give you the same pitching sequence as me.
Mm-hmm.
You might not see one fastball the whole game. You'll probably see one, you know, but the higher you go, I might get 2 fastballs in an at-bat. So I have a better chance of hitting the ball now. You know, and you might see a curveball, you know, a slider, and then maybe a 2-seam. You know, but you're not going to see a 4-seam, you know, down the middle. You're going to get something backwards. You know, so even then, comparing people in their position, like, oh, who's better, you know?
I saw something today. I was watching the Astros game today, and Yuli Gurriel, he's like, he won July Player of the Month. He's like one of the hottest guys batting in baseball mm-hmm. right now. He was batting 6th for the Astros. Like, mm-hmm. that just shows you how good they are. He was batting 6th, and the 7th hole was one of their, like, utility guys, so he doesn't play every day.
Yeah.
He's just like a guy, like, when a guy needs a break, they throw him out there wherever. He can play anywhere. So it was runners on 1st and 2nd, and Yuli Gurriel's at the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even hear the commentary. He's like, so they have a base to work with, kind of, even though it's 1st and 2nd, not like 2nd and 3rd. Like, if it was 2nd and 3rd, they'd probably just intentionally walk him, try and get a ground ball, easy out. But the first 3 pitches, 3 sliders away in the dirt.
Yeah.
They didn't even want to throw to him. And then they threw him a fastball down the middle, see if he was going to swing.
Mm-hmm.
He fouled it straight back. Next pitch, slider down in the dirt, walk him.
Yeah.
Try to get the next guy who, you know, doesn't play every day.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, kind of the smart move.
Yeah.
But, like, back to the comparing, like, I hate, like, the year Jose Altuve won MVP over Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
They were comparing his stats. And it's Aaron Judge, who's 6'7".
Yeah.
260, 250 pounds. Yeah. Like, beast.
Yeah.
Like, 50 bombs, easy.
Yeah.
And then it's Jose Altuve, 5'5", 150. Like, you can't compare those players.
No.
And there's no possible way.
And the way I look at stuff, and I'm sure there's some people out there, if Aaron Judge is hitting, you know, 310, you know, 15 bombs, or, you know, 310, probably like 30 bombs, Jose Altuve hits, you know, 30 bombs, and he's hitting, you know, 330.
Yeah.
To me, that's they had the same exact season, because more often, and it's just going to go straight off of appearance, if you come up to the plate, they're probably going to be like, oh, shit, we're going to pitch you a little different than just me.
Yeah.
I'm shorter than you. I'm smaller than you. They're like, oh, let's just, you know, we're going to pitch this kid backwards. We're just going to throw this kid regular. They're seeing totally 2 different pitching sequences.
And also, like, the people, I remember, I forgot who it was, but they were a leadoff guy.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, this guy's not having as good of a season because he doesn't have as many RBIs as this guy, but his average is 30 points higher.
Right.
I was like, this guy's killing it right now. He's batting like 340.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he has like, he finished with 70 RBIs, and the other guy had like 100.
Right.
But the other guy's a 3 or 4 hole hitter who gets at bats with people on base.
Right.
With the guy who's leadoff, whose job is to get on base.
Get on base, exactly.
Like, you can't compare those stats.
Yeah.
Just like with the Instagram thing, like, you can't compare, like, a girl who's 17 who is, like, a wannabe Instagram model. She's getting, like, 30 likes, and then, like, a 9-year-old girl who just made Instagram.
Yeah.
It's, and then, you're at different points.
Not even that, but just other people. Probably for some people that are on my side listening, you know, like there's a kid posting like, oh bro, my business is doing so good, it's doing so good. You can't always take that, you know, like, for, you know, like, oh, believe he's doing, you know, totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's actually killing it. I mean, you got to remember about the circumstances of what people are doing. So you never know. His dad could have gave him, you know, hey, son, you know, I know you're starting a business. Here's, you know, $10,000 to help you start out. Or here's $20,000 to start out. So he's going to be way ahead of the game. You know, so you've got to start your business with nothing and then make the 20 grand to invest it back into your business. You know, or like I said, just know everybody's circumstances are different. Everybody's starting, you know, on a different level, on a different plane. So you're like, oh, this kid just started his business last week and he's already got this and this. Well, it's because his dad, you know, gave him 20 grand. So he hired someone to do that for him and he hired someone to do this for him. And he's hiring professional people to do it. So, yeah, of course he's already going to be, you know, his business is already, you know, exponentially, you know, further than yours. He got a head start, you know. Or and I'm sure you could apply that, you know, that logic to just about anything. Everybody's circumstances are different.
Yeah.
Everybody's...
Nobody is the same when it comes to anything.
No, really. Yeah.
Like, not even, like... identical twins. Like, if you have an identical twin,
yeah,
y'all think different things at points in the day.
Yeah, I mean, like...
like, no one's the same.
Yeah, like... you're like, oh, man, so-and-so went on a vacation. Like, oh, he's always at cool places. Or, oh, she's always doing this. But, like, in all reality, her parents are probably paying for everything. They're probably paying for her to go on this vacation. They're probably paying for this. Or they're probably paying for him to do that. Or this, you know, she's like, man, I can't ever do that, you know. But everybody's circumstances are different. Their family might be, you know, they just might have more money to, you know, do extra stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they get to do this or they get to do that. And so everybody's circumstances are different. But then, just because they look like they're having such a good time, you know, on Instagram or on Twitter or whatever, it looks like their life is so great. You gotta remember what's actually going on behind the screen. Like, what's going on with them?
Mm-hmm.
Because their life, yeah, their life could look great, but they could just be having the most shittiest time.
They could
be going through the shittiest time, and they're just trying to make things look good, you know, to try to make themselves feel a little better about, you know. So yeah, I mean, I wouldn't compare yourself to that. Just, you never know what the other person's feeling.
It's like that thing with athletes nowadays coming out and saying like, oh, I've been living with depression. Like, you think, oh, how can you be depressed? You're an athlete. You're making millions of dollars to play a sport. That's just that. Like, there are so many other things outside of just the sport they play, just how much money they make. Like, they could have, I don't know, they could have lost their sister. Their sister could have passed away. Or, like, they lost a friend they grew up with.
Yeah.
Like, that just, like, hurts them.
Right.
I saw today the NBA is, each team, I thought this was cool, each team in the NBA has to hire a mental health specialist for all the players on the team and the coaches. It's smart, because some people, I know I'm one that, like, I've battled depression.
Yeah.
But I'm over it. I'm over it now, but, like, still, like,
like,
back then, like, two or three years ago, like, when we first started hanging out, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was going through depression. Y'all would have never known that.
No, yeah, sure.
Because it's not what you see.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm with my friends, it's not how I am, like, oh, I'm at night and I'm sad.
Right.
And shit. Yeah. Like, trying to go to bed.
Yeah, your friends, you know, they kind of alleviate that. Yeah.
They take the pain away, just like...
Right.
When they're playing basketball and, like, they're in front of thousands of fans.
Yeah, because they're in their element and they got their stuff going on. Kind of the same thing. Probably 2-3 years ago, my parents were going through a split. You know, I grew up with, you know, both my parents all my life, and then all of a sudden, 17 years in, you're like, you boys ain't gonna be together no more. So I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
It's different, you know. And I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and I was telling them that pain is relative. And you know, some people that are kind of confused like that, like, you might have lost your, you know, I don't know, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That pain is rough for you. let's say someone just lost, you know, their dog or something like that.
Their dog ran away.
Yeah, like they just, and that was, they grew up with that thing. They love that thing, you know, to death. Pain is relative. You know, for someone to say, well, you don't know what it's like because mine's like I'm hurt way more. You know, but pain is relative. They're hurting just as bad. Like, to yeah. them, that pain is the same exact pain.
That dog is like the your, aunt. Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, like that, I don't know. It's relative.
That, yeah, that's what I always told people was like.
Like, oh, I'm hurt more. Like, well, no.
Yeah.
Because it's relative. You know, everybody has a different gauge of, like.
Different connection to exactly, what they lost.
Exactly. I don't know who I was selling that car. They were like, no, it's not. No, it's not. It doesn't work that way. I was like, yeah, it does. You know, yeah. like, I don't know. But yeah, it's an interesting whenever you get into that.
Because it's like, I always tell people, like, you really never know what someone else is going through.
No,
so,
you
don't. Like, I know, I've heard a lot of stories where, like, this person was having a rough day, mm-hmm. and you walk up to them and you're just like, yo, what's up, loser?
Yeah.
And they're just like, really? Like, yeah. You don't know what I'm going through right now. Like, we could be chill and all that, but, like, you don't yeah. know what I'm going through right now. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I guess stuff like that, like, where you don't know what people are going through inside. You just see what's on the outside.
Yeah.
So, like, you really have to be careful what you say to people.
Yeah, for sure. I was, it's kind of the same thing that I was listening to. They're basically talking about the same thing. Rogan's podcast with Jean-Jacques. Jean-Jacques Machado, he's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, and he was like, my daughter had a, she was like sick or something like that, so he was like rushing to the pharmacy, right, and as he was walking into the pharmacy, some guy, kind of like bumped into his shoulder, and Jean-Jacques was like, oh, I'm sorry, and the guy was like, what's up, dude, like, you want to fight or what, he's like, fuck you, you know, like, talking shit to him, he's like, no, man, you know, you're too strong for me, you know, just kind of like, he's like, oh, no, you're too strong for me. Just go home. I don't want any trouble. He just kind of played it off. And then the guy was like, whenever you come outside, I'll be waiting for you. He's like, I'll get you next time or something like that. He was like, okay, you know. So he went to the, you know, the counter, got his medicine, and walked back outside, expecting to see this guy, you know, and didn't see him. And Jean-Jacques, he owns his own jiu-jitsu school. He said, and like 2 months ago, some guy walks in, and he kind of keeps giving him a funny look, and he thinks that, you know, this guy looks kind of familiar, and the guy comes up to him, and he's like, man, he said, I found out who you were, and he's like, thank you for not hurting me that night, because you really could have hurt me bad.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's okay. He said, you know, I always tell myself, I never know what people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you never know what's going through that other person's mind. They could be in a bad spot at that time. He said, and... He said, yeah. He said, yeah, man. Yeah, my dad had just passed away the day before that. He said, and I was trying to get some pain meds or something like that, some medication. And he said, ever since then, that guy's, you know, he's been my best friend or, you know, whatever. But he's like, you got to remember, hurt people, you know. And I thought that was kind of funny. He was like, you know. That guy just kind of bumped him. He's like, fuck you, dude. You know, he's just having a bad day. Just let it out on someone else. It kind of reminded me of what you were talking
about.
Yeah,
there's... I know Mike still talks about this. He had a concert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this girl in the front row, and she was, like, smiling, having the time of her life. And
yeah.
She kept catching his eye. And, like, after the show, she went up and talked to him. And he was like, yo, like, what's up? Did you enjoy the show? She was like... Yeah, I really did. You saved my life tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, this was going to be the last thing I ever did. I was going to take my life tonight, and you changed that.
That's crazy.
So it's like the impact one little mm-hmm. thing had on her life. She's still alive.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like crazy thing, because like just looking at her, you're just like, oh, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know. I don't know what happened today.
You look
today.
Like you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah.
She's having a good time on the outside, but on the inside.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, she's hurting pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is crazy. Nah.
So it puts in her perspective kind of like you don't know what's going on in people's lives.
Yeah. No, I mean,
that's,
for sure.
That's why, like, you just gotta spread positivity to everyone.
It's one thing that I've been trying to do. I've just been trying to be just nicer to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what? You know, like...
Why be mean?
Yeah, I mean, why even waste your time? Why even waste your energy on, you know, on, you know, just saying some dumb shit, you know? Like, someone asks you a question, you're like, I don't know, dude. Like, fuck off. You know, instead of, you know, just helping them out.
Yeah.
You know, just giving them the, you know, the 5-10 minutes... You know, that you weren't going to do nothing with anyway. Just give them the 5-10 minutes to answer the question, you know, and then go on. I get that a lot. You know, like someone will ask me a question on Instagram or something like that. And like, hey, man, how does this work? And instead of just not responding, trying to act like you're bigger than you are, and be like, oh, yeah, I left John Red or, you know, whatever.
You're not bigger than who you
are.
Yeah,
just give them 5-10 minutes, answer their question. I'm sure it'll make their day. Be like, oh, man, this guy answered my question or... You know, or did this? He took the time out of his day to help me out a little bit. Trust me, the reason I'm bringing that up is I got a message from a guy last night. He's like, man, I've been trying to message people, trying to find out, like, you know, what I should do. And I was just like, you know, I'll respond to this guy. So I just responded to him. He's like, oh, thanks, man. Like, you're like the first person that responded to me. And I was like, yeah, you know, if you need a question, just answer, you know, just message me anytime. I'll be happy to answer.
Yeah. It's also like the little things, like, if you hold the door open for some.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yeah.
Like, I know one time I held the door open for, like, an elderly woman. She was like, oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, thank you so much. Like, no one does that nowadays. I was like, that's how I was always taught, to hold the door open for however many people.
Yeah.
Trying to walk through, like, little stuff like that. Like, I'm sure that made her day.
Yeah.
Like, some little kid
mm-hmm.
held the door open for her.
Right. No,
just, yeah, you just be kind to people.
Yeah. What is it? There's like some kind of like weird fact. It's like it takes more muscles in your face to frown or to have like a mean face. It takes more muscles in your face to like frown or like be mad than it does to smile.
Yeah.
You know, it takes.
I've heard something like that.
It takes less muscles in your face to smile. You know, I check it a bit. But it's kind of like the same thing. Like it sometimes it just takes more energy out of yourself. Like I feel like I catch myself doing it sometimes, to like say something mean or try to think of, you know, something, you know, and then just be positive and just be, you know, cool with it, you know.
Also, I think negativity drains you.
Yeah, it just takes, like, so much energy out.
It drains your energy. Like being positive, like you're just like uplifting and like your energy stays up.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, why waste the time and energy? And it's kind of like the same thing, kind of going back to social media. Like, if someone posts something on social media, and then, you know, like, someone leaves a mean comment on there or something, like, oh, you suck. Like, I see it all the time on, like, a podcast, like, on YouTube. Like, who's taking the time out of their day to post a comment? Like, you suck, dude. You know? People who,
who was it?
It just takes so much time and energy, yeah, or you just like the video. You like it, just like the video. It being negative just takes so much energy. Like, who's got that? Who's got that kind of time? Like, what are you doing with your time to be negative 24/7?
I want to say it was Gary V talking about it. I think I saw a video. He was like, people that watch my videos, they take the time out of their day to watch the full video and then voice their opinion on it, whether it's negative or positive. And if it's negative, I'm all right with it, because I know that you wasted probably like 2 minutes of your life thinking and writing this comment and then posting it on my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel bad for you for wasting your time doing that.
Yeah, and it's like, it's kind of like the thing that I was talking about. Like, you don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah.
You know? They could be just having a shit day, and they're just trying to take it out on someone. They're trying to make someone else's day bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's why my big thing is, I don't care what anyone says, whether it's negative or positive, because I know that it shouldn't affect me what other people are saying.
Yeah, it's saying that it takes anywhere from 17 to 26 muscles in your face to smile, and then anywhere from 43 to 62 to frown. So basically it just takes half as much effort just to be happy and smile than it does, you know, to just smile. It's kind of the same thing. It just why put all your time and your energy to try to make someone else's day bad? You know, just work on yourself. Spend that time trying to make your day better.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to, you know, make your situation better. Yeah. In the end, it's only going to help you, you know? So.
It's a fact.
Might as well just quit being an asshole.
You know? Yeah.
Like, yeah, just quit being an asshole. Yeah. Just
be nice.
Be nice to people. I mean, because if you're being nice to people, only good things can come from it.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to knock you. No one's going to be mean to you just for being nice, you know? So, I mean, it's not like anything bad's going to come from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, now if you're being an asshole to everybody, you know.
Karma.
Yeah.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah, you'll get it back somehow. So, yeah. You know, that's I'm glad we talked about that. I definitely wanted to talk about the social media thing. I've been thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So it was good getting to talk about it a little bit. But, yeah. You don't watch too much fights, do you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I watch, like, Conor McGregor fights. That's it.
Yeah, I feel really? You. I feel you. I guess I'm going to get Will on here. I want to talk to him about some of the fights that went on this weekend in Japan. Or not in Japan, in the Philippines. It wasn't even a UFC event, but they're pretty good fights. But yeah, other than that, I don't know, man. But what else you got? What else you got on your mind, Cap? Anything big?
Not really.
Not really? Got everything off your chest?
Yeah. Feels good.
After that frustrating audio microphone talk.
Yeah.
God dang. Tell you what, you microphone people, you people that know how to do it, God bless you, man, because I just can't figure it out. But other than that, man, anything else?
Nah, I think that's it.
All right, we're going to do a little dual podcast, put it up on yours, too?
Yeah, I'll probably post mine next week, because I posted one this week. But so if y'all are hearing this on mine, you'll probably be hearing it a week after Rob's post it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and throw that thing up real quick.
Yeah.
But
this has been a good talk, though, for sure.
No, yeah, for sure.
So did if y'all are listening to this, take what we said and apply it, please, because, like...
Yeah, go for
I
it.
I know, like... Yeah, some of y'all maybe like, I'm not gonna take advice from these guys, but like,
yeah,
this isn't just from us. Like, everybody says this type of stuff.
Yeah, most of the shit I hear.
World better.
Most of the shit I hear is just from people that actually know what they're talking about. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I just regurgitate a lot of this shit that I hear. So, yeah, I really don't know much. I just say what I hear from Joe Rogan or
we Gary act like we know a lot, but
no, I don't know shit. No, I know a couple things that I like to fucking sleep and watch YouTube videos. That's about it. That's about all that I really know. It's kind of like what Joe Rogan says. Some people are like, man, you're smart. You know all this. He's like, no, I'm really not that smart. I'm just a dumb chimp on this flying rock that just regurgitates a lot of stuff that smart people say. It's kind of the same thing. I kind of take like the same mindset because like, I really don't know how all this works. Like, I'm not some sports psychiatrist or some, you know, psychiatrist or, you know, neurologist that knows everything about the brain. I'm just regurgitating what I hear from other podcasts, basically.
Yeah.
That's
trying
why you
gotta, to reach a different audience with it.
Yeah. Just having a good time. But, all right, folks, we did what? 50, 54 minutes? 55 minutes?
Solid.
Not bad. Yeah. Didn't even feel like it. Kind of felt like we were just kind of sitting here.
We're just spitting facts.
Spitting mad facts for the people. But,
yeah, we'll probably get, I'd say, like, at least one more of these before I leave.
Yeah, of course.
At least one, maybe even two. I might just fucking throw these on in the library.
Yeah.
And save them.
Yeah, just save them.
Or, shit, I might post another.
Post another one.
Post another.
Yeah, you never know. Oh, and I told you I changed the name of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Frontline Experience.
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy. I don't know what else to call it.
I like it.
I gotta put the three bars in there, though.
Let us know in the comment section. Yeah. On YouTube.
Yeah, the three bars are tatted on me for life, so I'm sticking with them. But other than that...
That's a wrap.
All right. We'll catch you guys later. Peace.
Peace.
Again, thank you guys so much for listening today. We had fun recording this episode. A good time. Definitely going to have to get him back on the podcast. But until then, I hope everybody's doing well. Catch you next time. Peace.